The law that increases the minimum wage for an estimated 100,000 West Virginians by $1.50 over the next 2 years also includes provisions that remove federal exemptions. Those exemptions are for employees like firefighters or healthcare workers who are salaried but often work longer shifts, or for seasonal employees who want to work more than 40 hours, just to name a few. The bill as written would now entitle those employees to overtime pay, but Tomlin says that could cost cities or industries millions.
It's very important that we put those exceptions back in the bill to keep from really upsetting our whole, you know, many professions out there.
So Tomlin will call lawmakers into a short special session in May to reinstate the exemption before they take effect on June 6th. The governor added he will also use the special session call to address some budget issues as revenues continue to decline, and said if lawmakers choose to write an abortion bill that is in line with federal court rulings, he would consider signing it. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.